From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. Turkey strikes back. Turkey has launched airstrikes against suspected Kurdish targets in northern Iraq hours after Wednesday's car bombing attack in central Ankara that killed at least 28 and wounded dozens. The explosion occurred as a convoy of military buses stopped for a traffic light at an intersection just a few hundred meters from parliament and military headquarters.
Olay yerindeki en ufak, en ince detayına kadar...
Turkey's Prime Minister Numan Kurtulmus said an investigation is underway. No information regarding who carried out the attack. The Islamic State was blamed for last October's suicide bombing at a peace rally in the city, which killed more than 100 people. Turkey has also been battling the outlawed Kurdistan Workers Party, which has been waging a 30-year campaign for more Kurdish autonomy. Voters in Uganda are casting ballots today in presidential and parliamentary elections. However, some polling places opened late because of a lack of ballot papers. Eight candidates are competing for the presidency with incumbent Yoweri Museveni and challenger Kizza Besigye considered the top contenders. Besigye, having completed his fourth campaign against the incumbent, said he expects the process will be neither free nor fair.
If we consider that this election is fraudulent to the extent that we reject the outcome, we shall do so. We shall make that recommendation to them that this is what we found. We don't consider that this election is something that we can respect. We therefore reject its outcome.
Mr. Museveni has held the presidency for the past 30 years since the end of a civil war in 1986. His other main challenger, former Prime Minister Amama Mbabazi, 71-year-old Museveni, credited with restoring peace and presiding over economic growth. This is VOA News. The northward advance by forces loyal to Syrian President Bashar al-Assad, with heavy backing from Russian air power, is apparently hampering U.S. efforts to combat the Islamic State in Syria. Defense spokesman Colonel Steve Warren said Wednesday that while the government's offensive has not substantially weakened U.S.-backed rebels fighting the IS group, it could happen.
Yes, we are concerned that forces that we're working with to focus on Daesh are focused on other things, but we certainly understand it. You know, this is a civil war. There's a civil war going on in Syria right now. Civil wars are messy. Civil wars are complicated. Civil wars have friction. Civil wars have confusion. And that's what we see playing out here.
He said there are indications that moderate rebel groups are shifting resources from their fight with Islamic State along the so-called Mara Line, which extends from the northern town of Mara to the Turkish border to try to counter the regime's advance. Doctors Without Borders said Wednesday rescuers pulled three wounded people from the rubble of a hospital in northern Syria that was struck in an airstrike Monday. The medical charity said 11 people are confirmed dead. The responsibility for the airstrike remains unclear. More than 100 UN trucks Wednesday brought desperately needed humanitarian aid, including food and medicine, to five Syrian towns under siege by both Syrian and opposition forces. Nearly 100,000 will receive some form of relief as a result of an agreement reached between Damascus and the UN. The UN Special Envoy for Yemen told the Security Council Wednesday that deep divisions among the warring factions prevent him from calling for a new round of peace talks. Ismail Ould Sheikh Ahmed told the Security Council the parties are divided over whether a new round of talks should be convened with or without a new cessation of hostilities. He also said the nearly one-year-old conflict between the Saudi-backed government and Shia Houthi rebels has killed some 6,000 Yemenis and wounded over 35,000 others. German Chancellor Angela Merkel Wednesday said it's in Germany's national interest that Britain remain in the European Union. She called Prime Minister David Cameron's proposals for EU reforms justified and necessary. An EU summit Thursday and Friday in Brussels will discuss the British proposals. Thousands of Kosovar opposition supporters protested peacefully on the 8th anniversary of their country's independence Wednesday. The opposition has rejected an agreement with Serbia giving more powers to ethnic Serbs in Kosovo. The Constitutional Court ruled in December that part of the deal was not in line with the Constitution. White House officials say that President Obama will visit Cuba next month, with more than 6 months after the two Cold War adversaries reestablished diplomatic relations after more than 50 years. The trip has been expected as part of Mr. Obama's effort to make as much progress as possible in improving ties with Havana before he leaves office in January. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.